Wat zal daar met gest van het halen van de bodem? Gauw is het hoofd door een kieke in Osser. Maar nou niet meer. The Mishnah says that you can't be yotze matzah with chalas toda or a kike nozer. The matzahs that accompany either a carbon toda, which is 40 different kinds of, three of them are matzah and one is chametz, and there's 10 of each of them, and one of the 10 goes to the Kohen, and the other 9, the Israelites. That's by a Kohen Toda. And Rekike Nozer is only 3 kinds. No chametz, only 3 different kinds of matzah. So how do you know that you're not Yotze with them? So Mara says, the Mishnah says, Asan Liatzmo Ein Yotze Bohen. If you made them for yourself, for your own Korban Toda, you're not Yotze. But if you made them to sell to other people, then you are Yotze. So now we're going on why if you made them for yourself, you're not Yotze. Rashi holds that it's talking you just made them the shame, what's it called, carbon toda, not that you actually shechted the carbon on them. When you made them to be used later for a carbon toda. See Rashi? Minani mili yama rova, yama kroa, ushmartem es hamatzos. Matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah, yotzitzazu she'en mishtameres l'shem matzah, ela l'shum zevach. It says, ushmartem es hamatzos, that you have to be shomer the matzah l'shem matzah. But this, you shomer l'shem zevach. You have to have kavana to do it l'shem the carbon toder, l'shem the carbon of the nozer, and therefore, since it has another kavana with it, it's what's it called, it's not miskavan, l'shem matzah shom mitzvah alone, you're not yotze. Rashi, ushmartim is hamatzot, ovid l'shmir l'shem matzah, kol shimur, shatam ishamr shalotach mitz, hiskavan l'shem matzah shom mitzvah, yotzu, delav l'shem matzah shom mitzvah pesach ovid l'shem matzah shom zevach. Rashi is mashma that you only have one kavana. You have the kavana to do it the shem matzah shel zevach. But if you have kavana for both of them, that would help. And other Rishonim learn that the Rabbeinu David is talking where you had kavana for both. But the limud is it's only something that you had kavana dafka for matzah and not for anything else. You yotze. But if you have kavana for two things, you're not yotze. But from Rashi's mashma, if you had kavana for both of them, it'd be good, but Lamaisa Pashtus, he had kavana to make it for the nozer, for the Lachmei Toda, and not for Matzah's Mitzvah. That's Rav Yosef Omar Kroh, Shivas Yomim Matzos Tochelu. Matzah HaNecheles L'Shivas Yomim, Yotzah Zazu She'enu Necheles L'Shivas Yomim, Ela L'Yom V'Layla. Rav Yosef says, Rashi, you can't eat korban toda or korban of a nozer more than one day in a night. Right? And even though the zevach was not what's it called nikrav on these things, so there's no nozer until you'll be makrav the korban itself. These things don't become Kodesh Kedusha Saguf. Afal gav the after of Yeshua Heter L'Shiva, even though right now, since you didn't shech the korban, you could eat these things all 7 days. Miu ki ovda lav l'shem matzah ruya l'mitzvah cheskavin. So Rashi learns, it's not a problem that you can't eat them in 7 days. The problem is that you had kavana to make matzah that you couldn't eat for 7 days. When you made it that it should be a rekite nazir or a lachmei toda. The isle of Yosef had drosha the bohin and shimur l'shem matzah the ahu cross on it. Rav Yosef also holds like rabba that you need shimur l'shem matzah's mitzvah. Over her polish, or as he argue, the e nomi echavin la nomi l'shimur matzah's mitzvah l'meipach b'mishum toda ומשום מצו לא מרתיק, דבוי שימו ושום מצו כל שיבה. רב יוסף adds to Rabba. רב יוסף רשי says it agrees to Rabba, that you need kavana l'shem matzah. And if you talk ahead, according to Rabba, kavana for both of them, you'd be yotze. It's only when you had kavana for one. Rav Yosef says, even if you had kavana for both, you had kavana l'shem matzah, but you need kavana l'shem matzah that could be eaten all 7 days. When you made this, you made it as a matzah that you could only eat one day and a night. Therefore, even if you had kavana l'shem zevach and l'shem matzah, according to Rav Yosef, you're not yotze. And according to Rabba, you would be yotze. That's how Rashi learns. And the Ran holds that Rabba holds you don't need shmira l'shem matzah kol shiva, right? And that's the machlokas. If according to Rabba, if you have kavana for both, you'd be yotze, right? And the Minchas Chinuch holds that even Rabba holds you need matzah ruah l'shiva. But you don't need kavana for matzah ruah l'shiva. That's the machlokas. Rabba would hold if you have matzah that you already shechted the carbon, and you can only eat it a day and a night, and that day happened to be Leil Pesach, you're not yotze. Because you need matzah that's fit for eating 7 days. But you don't have to be mechaven for that. And Rav Yosef holds you have to be mechaven for that too. Okay. Okay, the question they ask on this Rashi though is, we have a klal that if you need lishma, you have to mechaven lishma. And you're mechaven lishma and shalom lishma, it's possible. So why over here if you're mechaven l'shem matzah and also l'shem zevach is a kosher? It's only if you're mechaven l'shem zevach that it's possible. So basically there's a difference. Shalom lishma is a psul. So if you have a kosher and psul, it passes. But being mechaven l'shem zevach is not a psul. It's just that you have to be mechaven l'shem matzah. So as long as you're mechaven l'shem matzah, it's good enough. The other ones doesn't passel it, just doesn't come after it. It's missing the hechsher, not that it's a psul. Okay. Tanya kavasa the rabba, the Tanya kavasa the Rabbi Yosef. There's a braisa that says like rabba, that the reason that Rekike Nozer and Lach Metoda are passel is because you had kavana l'shem zevach alone, and not l'shem matzah. And a braisa like Rav Yosef, that the reason is because even if you had kavana l'shem matzah, but you have to have kavana l'shem matzah that you could eat 7 days. And this matzah you can't eat 7 days if you would be makar of the korban. Tanya kavasi the rabba, yochol yetzei yitay chavasu b'chalas toda or a kike nozer. I might think it could be yotze chavas matzah if you used chalas toda or a kike nozer. Talmud lomar shmartim es hamatzos. Matzah mishtamer es l'shem matzah. Yotz tzazu sheinu mishtamer es l'shem matzah. Elo l'shum zevach. More is mashma like that. That's not that you had both kavanas, but that you only had one kavana. But had you had both kavanas, good enough. Tanya kavas, said Rav Yosef, yochol yetzei odom yechavos b'chalas toda l'kikei nozer. Talmud lomar shivas yomi matzos tochelu. Matzah ha-necheles l'shiva. And again, it's not so much the limud that you have to have matzah that's fit for eating, but you have to have machaven to matzah even that's fit for eating 7 days. The typically milechimoni, the chora, why didn't you eat either of these limudim? The chora, you're not allowed to eat lach metoda or rekike nozer when you're no name. All kachim you can't eat when you're no name. Misha necho baninus. Yotzazu sheno necho baninus. It's called lechem oni. Something you can eat when you're an oni. Right? Ela besimcha. It's sovereign Rabbi Akiva, domer oni ksiv. In that, they both hold like Rabbi Akiva that it says oni, not oni. And therefore, we don't learn out that something that can't be eaten, baninus, you're not yotze with. And there, Rabbi Akiva learns maisu sheni from other psukim, not from oni. But typically, they have the matzah shira. The chor of these matzahs of Rekike Nozer and Lach Metoda are made with oil. Right? All menachas are made with oil. So it's matzah shira. She can't be Yotze because of Lechem Oni. Amar Shmuel Barav Yitzchak Reviyasi. The whole amount that you put into these Rekukim, or these Lachmei Toda, is a Reviyas. Miskalekasi Lekama Chalos. And that Reviyas is split up into many Chalos. So each one gets only a very small amount of oil. That's not enough to call, make it called Matzah Shira. Rashi, the typically Deinu Nachelis Lonein, the Lomali Krach, Rina, why do you need Psukim to tell me that something that you made for a Kike Nazar or Lach Metod is possible, right? L'chora is another reason why it's possible. Because you can't eat it when you're Lonein. The Chol Kodshim Asurim Lonein, B'Yavamas, Asilom B'Kal V'Chomer, Ma Maisra Akal Omra Torah Lo Achalti Ba'oni, Basar Kodesh Chomer Lo Kolshikin. We learn it from Kavachom, from Meiser. If you can't eat Meiser, Baninas, Koshkin, you can't eat Kotchin. So this is no Sovra la Kriya Kiva, the Omer la El, the Matzah from Meiser Sheni, nothing that you can be Yotze with Matzah of Meiser Sheni. The Afal Gat, the Osher la Oni. The Lodorish Oni, Lashon Oni, with an Aleph, and la Oni to Mesoris. Like it's written in the Torah without a Vav. Lechem Oni with an Oni. So you need poor bread, not you need something you can eat when you're Oni. But typically, given the Dorish Oni, the mice of the old Lechem Oni, right, with an iron, then you can't have Matzah Shira. Right? Halab Matzah Nirhi, Doni Losh and B'Shemin, it's made with oil. Revisi Chatsi Log Shemin, Mevi Latoda, the Chotseyu. By a carbon Toda, you bring a Chatsi Log, not a Revis, right? And the Gemara says Revis won't say what it means. It's a Chatsi Log, and you split it in half. Right, chetzi le'esher chalos, half of the chatzi halog, which is a revius, goes to the chametz. Like we said, there's 10 chametz dika loaves, and then there's 30 matzah. So one revius of oil goes for all 10 chametz dika loaves. They need more oil than the matzah loaves. The esher akikin, that goes for the esher chalos and esher akikin. So one revius goes for the chalos and the rekikim, and the other half goes for the revucha. The revucha is the one that's mamish mixed with oil, that needs more oil. Maseches Menachos Perkei Midos. That's by carbon toda. So the half of the chatzi lug, right, you use for the chalos toda and rekikim, which you just smear with oil, and the other half you use for revucha. The revucha is the one you mix with oil. And the chametz one, I don't know which one that does. I guess the, what's it called? Where's the chametz one? It doesn't have that oil in it? Mastame, yeah. I don't know which half of the oil you use the chametz one. He just mentions the matzah ones. By Naziris, right, there was only chalos and rekikin. There was no revucha that you mixed with oil, but you smeared them with oil. By Amra Nazir, you only brought a revius of oil to begin with. Not a half and split it in half, but you brought only a revius. Can Amir Nami Hasan? Hilkach revius shemin le'esrim chalos gadolos. Shenasus misheva esronos pachas lishisarat. Now, therefore, the amount of oil that you use for 10 big chalas that were made from 7 isronos, right, 6 2/3 isaron. Shizehu shiurin. Kedamrin hasam batoda ain't kanosher. So it's such a small amount of oil for such a tremendous amount of flour, that's not called matzah shira. Okay. The tepik lay deinu necholos b'chom hashavos. Bechara, there's another reason why you can't be yotzei with these, because you can't eat them everywhere, right? Bechol moshel seichem, tochlu matzos. That's the matzah you could eat anywhere. These matzahs you can only eat in Yerushalayim, because they're kachim kalim, and kachim kalim can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Amrei Shlokish also meres chalos toda or a kikei nazer necholim benovagivo, right? That you can eat Chalas Tod and Rekike Nazir in Novan Givon, meaning, but we'll see Rashi can explain it at length, so we'll wait for the Rashi. there's a time in history when you were allowed to bring a korban tolda and a korban nazir and to eat them in any city, as long as you could bring them there by the time that they were allowed to be eaten, a day and a night, you could eat them anywhere. That's between the time that the Mishkan was no longer in force, and the Mishkan in Shiloh was destroyed, and then the Bomos were mutter. So you could bring a Korban Pesach on a Boma in Novan Givon, and you could take a Nazir, or a Korban Tolda in Novan Givon. That's where the Mizbeach was. That was a Boma Gedola, and you could eat it anywhere. So mainly you need these psukim for that time in history, when it wasn't eaten only in a certain place, where it could be eaten anywhere. So then you need those psukim. In a chinami, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, or there was a Mishkan, you could only eat them in Yerushalayim, or only eat them in the place where the Mishkan was. And you don't need these psukim. But for the time that you could eat them anywhere, you need these psukim. Tell me that you're not Yotze, even then, the Chiyuv of Matzah with them. See Rashi. Typically, they don't nechos b'chomo shavos al Yerushalayim. You have to eat lachmei tolda and rekikei nozer in Yerushalayim. The mechitzas kachim kalim lifnim menachome, because the mechitza for eating kachim kalim, which these are kachim kalim, has to be within the wall of Yerushalayim. Kedachsid v'yochalta lifnei Hashem. V'chol nedorech asher kidor v'im yotzu nifsolim. They go out of Yerushalayim, the pasul. When it goes, once it goes out of the mechitza, where you're allowed to eat it, it becomes pasul. So these things can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Lachari, you can't be yotzei matzah with it because of that. Zosomeres, midlo nathgalei, mibachom oshoseichem, since we don't learn it from that pasuk, so from here we can understand, kesover, chalas toda, or a kike nozer, necholos benovadivon. That you could bring a korban tolda and a korban nazir in Novan Givon. With the low Krib Shimon, not the Krib Shimon, the Omer Perakama the Megillah, the low Korib in Novan Givon, you couldn't bring a korban tolda or a korban nazir in Novan Givon. The Hainu Boma Gedola, Ela Psachim, the Chobos HaKavu Alayim Zman. Only korban Pesach could you bring in a Boma Gedola, and according to Krib Shimon, or anything that had a set time. But things that you brought, something that doesn't have a set time, not. Even a chova that doesn't have a set time, you could not bring in Novan Givon. With the low command, the Omer Perek Basra Dismachim, Kan V'Kan Boma Gedola, V'Denova Givon, V'Boma Ketana, Shaya Osa Barosh Gago, Lo Korva Lo Yochid, Ela Olo Shlomim. That's a Boma Gedola. Right? A Boma Gedola, according to one Mandi Omer in the end of Zmachim, holds in a Boma Gedola you could bring all these things, even things that were not Kavua Lahem Zman, like a Nazir or a Korban Tolda. Right, a Korban Tolda, there's no set time to bring a Korban Tolda. There's no set time to bring a Korban Nazir. So therefore, you can't bring them according to this Mandi Omer on a Boma Gedola. According to Rav Shimon, you couldn't bring them on a Boma Gedola. And on a Boma Ketana is any Boma that any individual made for himself in his backyard. That you can only bring an Ola and a Shlomim. No other Karbonas. V'al Osen Shekarvu B'Nova Givon Hutzrak L'Havi Raya Mi V'Shamarte M'Shamatzos Mi Matzos Tochelu. Right? The ones that you could bring at that time of history in Novan Givon, you couldn't be Mamayik from what's it called, from the B'chomosh Hoseichem, because those you were allowed to eat anywhere. There was no mechitza. The lo nafkim B'chomosh Hoseichem, the yislu heter B'chomosh Shavos. Those matzahs of Rekike Nozer and Lach Metoda could be eaten anywhere. Shor yecholim lo'olichem b'chom mokum sheyirtzu b'soch ma'azvan achilasim. As long as you could get them there within a day and a night, you could eat them anywhere. The Snan Beperek Basar Dizvachim, Bol and Nova Givon, who draw Bomos. This man, the Amra, holds that once they came to Nova and Givon, Bomos were mutter. And therefore, there was no halacha that you had to eat them dafka by Nova and Givon, you could eat them anywhere. Kodshe Kadoshim Necholim Lefnim and Akloyim, Kodshe Kadoshim Kadak could only be eaten within the curtains in Nova and Givon. Kachim Kalim Umaiser Sheni Bechol Or Yisrael. But Kachim Kalim and Maiser Sheni could be eaten in any city. Any city. Ad Shelo Hukam HaMishkan are you bomos mutaros vavodim b'choros. And this is the way that it worked. Before the Mishkan was put up, they could bring karbanos anywhere, and the avoda was done with the b'choros, not with the kohanim. Misha hukam ha-mishkan, once the Mishkan was put up in the midbar, avoda b'kohanim v'nesra bomos. No one could bring a karban anywhere but in the Mishkan, and the kohen had to bring the karban. No longer b'choros. That's the change that happened when they put up the Mishkan. Avru ha-shayarvein v'hukva v'gilgal, right? So when the Mishkan was put in Gilgal, when they came over the Yarden, Zayin Shekivshu, Zayin Shechilku, for the 7 years that they conquered Eretz Israel, and the 7 years that they split it up, Hayu HaBamos Mutaros. All during that time, again, Bamos became Mutar. And people could bring Karbanos anywhere, Lazbafka in Gilgal, where the Mishkan was. Bol L'Shilo, L'Achar Shechilku, after they finished dividing up the land, and they started to settle it, then they brought the Mishkan to Shiloh. And they set it up in Shiloh. The Hukva Mishkasham, Nesru Abamos. We learn from Sukkim, at that point you couldn't bring Karbanos anymore on any Bama. You had to bring them to Shiloh. The Kulu Mefarish Mikroi, the Peribasar is Lachim. All this we learn from Sukkim, Laki Lobasa, Marasha, Lenachla, Lemenucha, Lenachla, what's Menucha, what's Nachla. Right, but in any case, Shiloh, when the Mishkan was set up in Shiloh, after they conquered Eretz Israel, and 7 years divided it up, then the Habamas were us again. Charva Shiloh b'mei Eli, kishenishba Aaron beres plishtim, when in the time of Eli HaKohen, the Shiloh was destroyed, that's when they came to give him the message that the Aaron had been taken and Shiloh was destroyed, Bola and the Nov. Then they brought the Mishkan to Nov, without the Aaron. V'lohi Yisham Mishkan, elapai Yisham Avonim. The actual Mishkan itself wasn't set up in Nov. They built a building of stone, the Huk Vasham Mizbeach and the Choshes, and they built a Mizbeach. The Aron wasn't there because the Aron was taken away by the Plishtim. Avav Aron Lohayasham. Kishich Ziru Plishtim, even when the Plishtim brought back the Aron, Omed Bekiryas Yoron Esrim Shana, Achim Melach David, Ve'evil Etzion. The Aron was never brought to Nov. It was put in Kiryas Yorim, and then it was put into the, what's it called, into Yerushalayim, by David. U'v'tzion omar et shebona shlomo beis hamikdash. And it remained in Yerushalayim, not in Nov, where the replacement of the Mishkan was, until the beis hamikdash was built. K'nesiv ayaviyo kohanim es'arom b'is Hashem, u'mizbeach ha'nechoshes ha'u b'nov. However, the Mizbeach was in Nov. That's where they made korbanos. Kol Yimei Shaul Shmuel. The whole duration of Shaul's rule. And Shmuel, they made korbanos in Nov. And that was a bama gedola. Kedashiv, Ayomer Ein Lechem Chol, El Tachas Yodai, Kim Lechem Kodesh. When David came running away from Shaul, and he needed something to eat, so the Kohanim told him that they have no regular bread, they only have Lechem Aponim. And David said, I'm a pikuach nefesh, I have to eat it. And they gave him to eat the lechem upon him. I'm Moshe Mifnei Hashem. Right? So you see that what's it called, that's where the Mizbeach was. That's where they made the, what's it called, they had the Shulchan, and they had the menorah there. They didn't have the Aron, but they had the Mizbeach too. Chorva Nov, when Nov was destroyed, Al Dvar Zeh, Shehargam Shaul, Shaul killed Nov Yerakohanim. So he destroyed the Bama Gedola in Nov. He killed the Kohanim because they helped David. B'pnei Shenosnu Lechem LeDavid, Ubolim LeGivon. So they moved the Bama Gedola to Givon. V'nitin Shamiz Be'ach HaNechoshes Ad Shebon Shlomo HaBayis. And it remained in Givon until Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, and then everything was transferred to the Beis HaMikdash. So in that period of history, when the Mishkan was not set up as a Mishkan, it was transferred to a building of stone. The Aron wasn't there. The only thing that was there was the Mizbeach.
and the Shulchan and the other Kalim, but not the Aron, then in Nov and Givon, those were considered Bamos Gedolos, and other Bamos were Mutter. What's it called? The Bamos Katanos were Mutter. Therefore, we hold that you could bring a Korban Nazir and a Korban Toldah on a Bama. And then you didn't have to, what's it called, on a Bama Gedolah, which means in Nov and Givon. And you didn't have to eat it in Nov and Givon, you could eat it anywhere. So Mela, in that time of history, the Korban Toldah, the Lachmei Toldah, were eaten everywhere. So you needed other psukim to tell me you can't be Yotzei Matzah. But in Achinami, once they came to the Beis HaMikdash, Bamos were Asur again. You could only eat Kachim Kalim in Yerushalayim. Mainly, you didn't need these psukim anymore. Now you could learn from the fact that that matzah wasn't eaten everywhere. Okay? Thank you. Tanya, Omre Beloi. Sha'alti is Rabbi Lezer, Mao Shi'etzi Odom Bechalas Toda, or Akike Noda. Rabbi Loi, there's another price. Rabbi Loi said, I asked Rabbi Lezer, could you be Yotze Matzah with Chalas Toda or Akike Noda? Omer Li Lo Shamati. She said, I don't know. Barsi Vishalti with Ne Rabbi Yeshua. I asked Rabbi Yeshua. Omer Li Hari Omer Chalas Toda or Akike Noda, Sha'asan Li Atzmo, Ein Odom Yotze Boehem. Like our Mishnah says, you made them for yourself, you can't be Yotze. Right? Either because they're made, what's it called, you need matzah that's mishtamer, l'shem matzah, and these you made l'shem toga, or because you need matzah that's going to last for 7 days, and these aren't 7 days, or you need matzah that's nechol b'chol moshavos in the time that you could only eat lachmei toga in Yerushalayim. That's if you made them for yourself. If you made them to sell to other people, then you could eat them. You could be Yotzei Matzah. Shabbosi v'yotzeishi dvarim of Rabbi Elazar, when I went back to Rabbi Elazar and told him what Rabbi Yeshua had told me, Omer li bris, Yeshua, hein hadvarim shenemru lo l'moshe b'sinai. Taka, this is taka, halach l'moshe b'sinai like that. What he said is as if it would be halach l'moshe b'sinai. Right, so he agreed. Rabbi Lezer agreed to Rabbi Yeshua that if you made them for yourself, you're not Yotze. If you made them to sell, you're Yotze. He could be Amre. Some said he said something different. He said, Bris, a Shlua, hein advarim, shenemer l'moshe v'sinai, v'lo taima boy, l'chor, what's the difference if you made them for yourself or you made them to sell to other people? Unless you made them the same korban toda. So how could you be Yotze? You made them for matzah that's not either eaten 7 days, or you made them for the sake of a zevach, not for the sake of matzah, and they're not eaten. What difference does it make if you made it for yourself, or you made it for somebody else to use? The time of my, so what is the reason? Omar Rabba called the shuk in luchay mimma. Omar, he mizdaben, mizdaben, he loved mizdaben, epik bo'anah. When it comes to selling things in the shuk, the person makes them on tonight. If I'll be able to sell them, then I'm making them the shame korban toda. But if I won't be able to sell them, I'll make it for myself. So therefore, since he had kavana with a tnai, that if you can't sell it, it'll be made totally l'shem matzah, then you yotze. In other words, I want to use these things either for matzah or for korban toda. If I can find somebody to buy it, so it'll be korban toda. If I can't find anybody to buy it for korban toda, I'll use it myself for the mitzvah matzah. Vashi bris shvua. V'yikat yamrei bit mi omerlei. Some say he said it in wonder. The little boy, is this something that you don't need a reason? Like Allah, you have to explain the difference between you made it for yourself, you made it for other people. The time of my Gemara boy, the time of my Shasan Nimkar Beshuk, the Tzarchei Tov, the Yotze Bohem, Ha Im Lo Mochram, Hari Lo Mishtam L'Shem Matzah L'Shem Zeva. If you made them for other people, it's the same thing. Yet Kavana L'Shem Tov. Mara says no. When you make them to sell, you make a tnai. That if you can't sell them, you're going to use them for yourself. And not for korban toda, you use them for matzah. Epik bu'anoa yidei chogas matzah. I'm going to use it l'shem matzah.